edge in Nobby's voice he hadn't heard before. "Then you could be rich and common, just like you said," said Ron, who didn't have quite the same eye for mental weather changes. "Posh folks would be falling over themselves for it."
"Sell my birthright for a spot of massage? Is that it?"
said Nobby.
"It's a pot of message," said Sergeant Colon.
"It's a mess of pottage," said a bystander, anxious not to break the flow.
"Ha ha! Well, I'll tell you," said Nobby, swaying. "There's some things that can't be sold, huh? Who streels my purse, streels the trasf, right?"
"Yeah, it's the trashiest looking purse I ever saw," said a voice.
"What is a mess of pottage anyway? 'Cause what good does a lot of money do me, eh?"
The clientele looked puzzled. This seemed to be a question on the lines of, "Alcohol, is it nice?" or, "Hard work, do you want to do it?"
"What's messy about it, then?"
"Well," said a brave soul uncertainly, "you could use it to buy a big house, lots of grub and drink and women and that."
"That's what it takes to make a man happy, is it?"
said Nobby, glassy-eyed. His fellow drinkers just stared. This was a metaphysical maze.
"Well, I'll tell you,"
said Nobby, the swaying now so regular that he looked like an inverted pendulum.
"All that stuff's nothing. Nothing, I tell you, compared to pride in a man's linen-yin-yin-yin-yidge."
"Linen-yin-yin-yidge," said Sergeant Colon. "Ancestors and that," said Nobby. "Means I've got ancestors and that, which is more than you lot have got."
Sergeant Colon choked on his pint.
"Everyone's got ancestors," said the barman calmly. "Otherwise, they wouldn't be here."
Nobby gave him a glassy stare and tried unsuccessfully to focus.
"Right," he said eventually. "Right. Only I've got more of them. D'you see? The blood of bloody kings is in these veins, am I right?"
"Temporarily," said a voice. There was laughter, but it had an anticipatory ring to it that Colon had learned to respect and fear. It reminded him of two things. One, he had got only 6 weeks to retirement, and two, it had been quite a long time since he'd been to the lavatory. Nobby delved into his pocket and pulled out a battered scroll.
"You see this?"
he said, unrolling it with difficulty in the bar.
"You see it? I've got a right to arm bears, me. See here, it says Earl, right? That's me. You could have my head up over the door."
"Could be," said the barman, eyeing the crowd.
"I mean, you could change the name of this place, call it the Earl of Onk, and I'd come in and drink here, regular." "What'd you say?"
said Nobby.
"News gets around and Earl drinks here, business will go right up. And I wouldn't charge you a penny. How about it? People say, that's a high-class pub, is that? Lord de Nobbs drinks there. That's a place with a bit of tone."
Someone grabbed Nobby by the throat. Colon didn't recognise the grabber. He was just one of the scarred, ill-shaven regulars whose function it was, around this time of an evening, to start opening bottles with his teeth, or if the evening was going really well, with someone else's teeth.
"So, we ain't good enough for you, is that what you're saying?"
the man demanded. Nobby waved his scroll. His mouth opened to frame words like, Sergeant Colon just knew, "Unhand me, you low-born oaf." With tremendous presence of mind and absence of any kind of common sense, Sergeant Colon said, "His lordship wants everybody to have a drink with him." Compared to the mended drum, the bucket in Gleam Street was an oasis of frigid calm. The Watch had adopted it as their own, as a silent temple to the art of getting drunk. It wasn't that it sold particularly good beer, because it didn't, but it did serve it quickly and quietly, and gave credit. It was one place where watchmen didn't have to see things or be disturbed. No one could sink alcohol in silence, like a watchman who'd just come off duty after 8 hours on the street. It was as much protection as his helmet and breastplate. The world didn't hurt so much. And Mr. Cheese, the owner, was a good listener. He listened to things like, "Make that a double and keep them coming." He also said the right things, like, "Credit? Certainly, officer." Watchmen paid their tab or got a lecture from...